What's up? Welcome back. Happy afternoon. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You heard Tom Puckett talking with Mike Lomas about the markets going down and watching that on the news as the Dow closes down over 614. Always nice to hear Mike and Glenn put that into perspective, what that means, because, you know, I see a down arrow in a big number. I assume it's bad, but I don't know what it means. It's always nice to hear them tell us exactly what that means. We are talking about a whole bunch of things. You like that? We talked about the Bills, 762 season tickets refunded. Do you know someone who gave up their seasons? Did you give up your seasons? Did you get vaccinated to stay or to keep going to the games? You know someone that got vaccinated to keep going to the games? I do. Or did you keep your season tickets and you're going to sell them thinking that this shall pass and the vaccine mandate will be gone sooner than later? And then also the land border extension through October 21st. How does that affect you? Are you a Canadian with Bills or Sabres season tickets? And now this is really starting to affect you because there is something you are paying for and cannot attend. 803-0930. Let's take these right in order. Excuse me, starting with Kathy, who is on a cell phone. Kathy, thank you for hanging during the break. What do you got for us?
Oh, well, I felt very uncomfortable. Well, I was very happy in a sense because my daughters, they had bought tickets on a bunch of tickets during the Bills games, but I was happy in that they just didn't get a vaccine just because they wanted to go to the game, because that's not a reason you should get something that's medical. You should get it because I felt bad that they had to put their tickets up for sale because they spend time. The rules weren't in place. They looked at what games they could afford, planned a bunch of things with friends, and then Poland Cars does this. Oh, well, too bad, so sad, you know, and makes this place. But
that's what makes me uncomfortable, Kathy, the fact that it was the county executive saying that you needed the vaccine. But go ahead, I apologize.
Yeah, no. And but, you know, I was, when they said, no, Mom, this isn't, you know, our friends and I decided, you know what, we're not just going to do this just to do this because it's got to be, you know, we want to investigate this before we do this to ourselves or with our doctors. And I'm going, now that's smart, you know, and for somebody just, it seems like they're putting down the hammer, whether it be UB or Shays, they're putting down the hammer so hard. And don't let any other opinion, whether it be immunity, whether a doctor having opposing view, whether it be anything to say, wait a minute, maybe we should hold off on this mandate. It's like, no, all or nothing. And that just doesn't sit well with me. And people shouldn't just get a vaccine just because the government says so.
Right. And Kathy, you were 100% correct. And that's one thing that I do not understand why it has not been looked into more in this country. And that is already having immunity to COVID-19, you know, what is the necessity of a vaccine if you do have that immunity, if you continue to get your antibodies checked? And this goes into what I said in the first hour of the show. It seems when you ask that question, there are those in political power that just give you a snarky remark or ridicule you because you have a very credible question. And I think we all should have questions before just injecting something into our bodies.
Right, because if you go, like they had that big thing on Facebook where they asked, have you had anybody that has died of COVID and they didn't get the vaccine, and they ended up getting a barrage of people who have been hurt by the vaccine. Now, there's many people who have benefited from it, but there's also, you know, other people may have had issues. So that's things that you have to look at, and just to say it doesn't exist.
You know, Kathy, like I said last week, it's a very rational versus irrational, and everything you just said, a very rational response. Yes, there are people who have benefited from the vaccine, but that doesn't mean that it's irrational to have questions. And I appreciate the phone call. That is Kathy on a cell phone. And I'll tell you this. You know, like I said, Shays, private business, that is on them to make that decision. The arena, we'll see what happens. But when you have had events at Highmark Stadium and there is not the evidence of COVID spread at Highmark Stadium, for the county to put this mandate in, to me, I think is ridiculous. And I go back to something I said months ago on BMAZ and Beamer, and I'll continue to say, we do have to get to a point where we say, people have made a decision. And I know you've heard me say this a million times, and I apologize for repeating myself, but you do have to get to a point. You know, we're at a point in this country where there are people who smoke. Like David said during his show, everyone in this country knows the harms of smoking. Everyone in this country knows the potential harms of COVID-19. Okay? There are also people who have had COVID-19. We have to get to a point where we say, the vaccine is here. You can get it, or you can pass on it. That is your right as an American citizen. We're going to go back to living. And if at that point you are still too scared to step out of your house, well, then that's on you. If you don't trust, if you are someone who is concerned about COVID-19, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are, especially if you're immunocompromised, if you're in the high risk, of course, and we are doing everything to protect you. But if after being vaccinated, if even after getting your booster shot, you still don't want to step out of your house, when are we going to get to the point when we say, those that have made the decision, it's on them? And if an unvaccinated person gets COVID-19, you know, we threw everything out there that we can throw out there for you. Like, isn't that not a rational response? You have all the tools out there. And if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them. But that's not what we're getting. And these continued mandates, as you heard, it's not swaying many people. Like I said, I know one person who got a vaccine so they can continue going to the games. And to be honest with you, because I'm not going to lie, they probably were going to get the vaccine eventually anyway. So it's not someone that was, you know, hard stance, hesitant against the vaccine. So I should throw that out there. But it is not on the county. It's on the county. It's on the federal government to issue warnings, right? We do that on cigarettes. We don't do that on a lot of foods, but we do that on cigarettes. Okay? Well, you've issued your warning. You've given us the protection. But it is our decision to take it or not. And if you're not going to answer our question, if you're going to be snarky, if you're going to ridicule those like Nicki Minaj who have concerns, well, then you're doing a disservice. It's not the other way around. Let's go to Mike at Amherst. Hey, Mike. Mike, what do you got for us?
You know, I have completely lost my faith in humanity here. I cannot believe the people that have acquiesced to every bit of fear to the point where they're almost paralyzed. If these people, the Buffalo Bills or the restaurants, want you to be vaccinated or shave, tell them to go to hell. Don't go. The only way to beat this and to be free, because this is never, ever going away. Never. These people that are deluding themselves and thinking I'm going to get the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th vaccine and life is going to be good, it's not going away. This is, and if the writing is not on the wall for these people, that, you know, and it's amazing to me how the hierarchy knew and the powers that be that this was the perfect pouncing time. The people have become weak sheep. And, you know, I have to say it. And if I sound like I'm better, maybe I am, because maybe I know something that someone else doesn't. When I call, I hate calling the radio station, but I figure if one more person hears me and changes their mind, I did something. It's absolutely horrible how people have turned into sheep.
Well, and Mike, like you said, you know, if you ask any questions, you're the bad guy. And we see it more and more, and we've definitely seen it over the last year and a half. And I'm glad you did call the radio station to voice your opinion. That's what we're all about here at 803-0930. And I would keep saying this. You know, the mandate at the stadium, the mandate at the arena was issued by the county. And that is what makes me feel uneasy, because I'm not sure it's, and I know people are going to ridicule me for this, and that's fine. But I'm not sure this is something to blame on the Bills and the Sabres, because this was the county executive that made the announcement. And that's what makes me feel so uneasy about all this, is that he's the one that stood in front of the stadium and said, this is the mandate now. And then you've got people, and we heard the calls last week, giving up tickets that have been in the family for decades. You know, I mean, since that stadium was built. It's that's what makes me feel so uneasy, so uncomfortable. And I will go back to what I said to kick off this segment, all based on a lack of data. There is no data to say that an outdoor event, there was any spread of COVID-19. That was admitted by the county executive. So I'm not sure what this mandate is going to protect, because I think it goes back to something I said in the 2 o'clock hour. It goes back to the messaging and the all over messaging of our government officials when it comes to this vaccine. And if you want to blame someone for having so many vaccine hesitant people, you can look no further than those in government that continue with the same message. And this goes for what's going on at the stadium. You've had three events. You've had no large number of COVID spreading, no evidence of large COVID spreading, and you put this mandate in. I think it just makes people more hesitant because you say, well, it's my way or the highway. And if you have a question, well, that's not a credible question. We're not taking you seriously. It's a real slap in the face to anyone who has a serious, legitimate question about their health. You know, get the Odyssey app, put your headphones in, and take this weather in. This is absolutely beautiful. I wish we could open the windows here in the studio. 803-0930, star 930. But yet, that's the thing. And the clip we played going into the break with the county executive, I have the power. I have this. And then it's a right-wing conspiracy, or it's ridiculous to think that this is just someone who's power hungry. When you continuously remind people that you have the power to do this, this, that, that, I can do, we can do. But hey, you ask a question, you're getting a snarky, sarcastic response on Twitter. That's real, real great way. We're really changing minds here. 803-0930, let's go to Jen, who is on a cell phone. Jen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to bring up an issue. I've been thinking about this since Mayor de Blasio announced the restrictions down in New York City for restaurants for vaccine cards. And I can't believe, and it looks like it's going to, the tide's turning down there. There will be some legal action taken. But I can't believe that no one has sued or pursued that this disparately impacts the minority community and is actually a racist policy that can be fixed with a simple fix. Like, if your goal is to stop this, prevent people from spreading the virus in these venues, honestly, it's probably more helpful to have a vaccine, to have a test, COVID test, than to put vaccinated people all together in these venues. It's been proven that anywhere from 40 to 60% of vaccinated people spread the COVID versus, so if your goal is to, my point is, if your goal is not to have the spread at these events, wouldn't a COVID test be more appropriate? And it wouldn't be racist. Let's face it, like, if you go on your New York State website, 17.9% of the African American population over the age of 15 is vaccinated, compared to the white population of 70.4%.
You know, and Jen, that is something I heard brought up. There's a guy who owns a art gallery in New York City who was very much against that vaccine passport for that reason. He said, "Why would I exclude a large percentage of minorities to my art gallery? That doesn't seem right. That seems like a racist policy." And that's why he was very vocal against the vaccine mandate, because yes, it does exclude a large number of minorities, and that's never right. And like you said, a test would be a true determination of if you are preventing spread or not.
Yeah, I mean, and whether people will say, well, it's their choice, you're not being racist because you're not saying, you know, one race or another, but our history is wrong. The impact on minority communities on the law and its impact, and whether you have another way to get to your goal, is also something that legally is very important. And in my estimation, knowing that the information and data that's coming out with Delta spread, and that being it can be spread by vaccinated people. And I caveat this, I'm fully vaccinated, but it can be spread by vaccinated people. How is it not racist to use the heavy-handed policy that harms African-American and Hispanic communities and minority communities way more than it harms white people when you could just have a test?
Jen, I appreciate the call. And, you know, I go back to my original point. This has been my point since vaccines were made available to most Americans. And that is, if you want to be protected, get the vaccine. If you don't want the vaccine or want to chance it, that is your right. And you know, that's our policy with many things here in this country. And that's how I feel when it comes to the vaccine. You know, I don't look at everyone. Oh my gosh, are you vaccinated? Are you not vaccinated? No, I'm vaccinated. You have every right to make the decision for yourself. And I respect your right to do so. But it's very interesting. New York City puts this policy in for vaccinations, and very little have you heard of the impact that has on the minority community. But when President Trump closed or banned travel to and from China at the beginning of the pandemic, that was racist. And that's all the major news networks talked about. But then New York City, right now, here in the state of New York, in the United States of America, has a vaccine policy that is very unfair to the minority community, and you don't hear much about it. Welcome back. 440 here at News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to the call, someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board didn't understand Jen's point, and I knew exactly where Jen was coming from. And like I said, I wouldn't even say to test. I would say if you have the vaccine and you want to be protected, great. If you decided that the vaccine was not for you, if you still have some questions, okay. Both know the risks of COVID-19. But I do think it's time to open up, live life. But her point was, in New York City, you have to be vaccinated to go to businesses. That went into effect September 13th. We talked about that a lot here on the station. And she said that's kind of a racist policy if you look at vaccination status throughout the state. Throughout the state, 70.4% of white people are vaccinated. Only 17.3% of African Americans, and we know the concerns of minority communities throughout the state, throughout the country. And you know, again, this goes back to what I said in 2 o'clock. The message has never changed, and that goes for everybody. The message hasn't changed. It's the same people coming out shaming you to get the vaccine. And there are people who still do not trust the individuals giving the message. And then you have a vaccine policy trying to force people to get the vaccine in New York City. And the numbers I'm looking at right now, again, it's early in that policy. We'll see what happens. But that's no way to get more people to get the vaccine when you pretty much force them to get it. And you go with the same message. Like I said, at 2 o'clock. It's like continuing to go to the bar with the same pickup line. If it keeps failing, it's not eventually going to work. You got to work on it. If Mark Poloncarz keeps telling you to get vaccinated, if Joe Biden keeps telling you to get vaccinated, if Kathy Hochul keeps telling you to get vaccinated, guess what? That's not going to change the hesitant people's mind. You've got to listen to their concerns. Something our politicians don't want to do, and that goes for both sides of the aisle. They don't want to listen to people's concerns. They want to ridicule you. They want to give snarky, sarcastic responses. But people have legitimate concerns. And until you take that seriously, you can try to shame all you want. You can point your finger all you want. You can mandate all you want. But instead, maybe listen to people. Maybe talk to people. Instead of talking to people, maybe talk with somebody. Maybe listen. Not just go on Twitter and attack anyone that has a question. Attack anyone that has an opposing view. That gets us nowhere. Dave is in South Buffalo. He has advice on eating the chip. And I opened the chip, Dave, to read all the warnings that go right before you you eat it. Dave, what is your advice?
I would strongly recommend you not eat the hot pepper chip tomorrow because you're getting married this weekend. First, you might have a dramatic reaction, and then you might have a problem the second time around. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You would risk being incapacitated for up to 48 hours or more before your wedding. It's a really bad idea.
Yeah, Dave, it's the second reaction that, you know, really sold me, the fact that you might have another reaction again when you get rid of the chip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Dave? If I do this, it'll be next week.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. That's Dave in South Buffalo trying to talk some sense into me. You know, I read during the break. And I know I'm having too much fun with the hot pepper chip, and I apologize. There's a lot of people out there saying, "Joe, move on, please." I'm having way too much fun with this. But it gives you a little graph in here, and it says what to expect. Round one, spicy punch. Round two, scorpion sting. Round three, vision disruptor. Round four, gut slash. Round five, roasted. However, it does give you a little something that you can display on social media if you finish the chip. So maybe we'll do that next week. We'll leave this in the studio. Maybe Bowerly will do it when he comes back this week. I should leave this here for Tom. Maybe he'll take the challenge when he comes back on Wednesday. 803-0930, star 930, talking about your, did anyone you know get vaccinated to stay, to keep their season tickets? Did anyone you know get rid of their season tickets? Did anyone you know keep, or maybe this goes for you too, did you keep your season tickets, but you're going to sell thinking this mandate will pass? And this mandate, in my opinion, never should have been enacted. And when the evidence comes in that these outdoor events are not contributing to spread, I think it should be lifted. The problem is you also have to look at who's enacting the mandate and wonder if they would want to give up that power. Just saying. 803-0930. Let's talk to Terry in Texas. Hey, Terry.
Hey, when we're going to address the real elephant in the room, and the term mandate is actually 100% sexist. Why isn't it a woman date?
That's you know what, Terry? I haven't thought of that. Justin Trudeau hadn't changed that word yet in his speeches.
That's just liberal logic's running off on me. Hey, just a side note, that chip you got, is it Paqui?
That's the one, yep.
Yeah, I got one sitting on my counter, man. I bought it from my wife like a week ago. I'm waiting to paid it.
I've been looking at it. I saw that Wegmans. I had to buy it, and I thought I'd eat it on the air. But too many people are saying, Joe, maybe this isn't the week to eat the chip.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, and that's kind of more so what I call for. I did want to comment a little bit on the bills and this whole vaccination thing, because I'm seeing articles out here that are written by Texas newspapers that are like the Buffalo Bills are the second team in the NFL to require vaccinations. Like, technically, it's not the Buffalo Bills. It's the idiot with the hairpiece, Mark Poincaré, that made this possible, you know. But I feel like the Pegulas, you know, if they really cared, I don't know if there's anything they could say or do, but they would step in and be like, hold up, now you're affecting our business. You know what I mean? What do you got, 762 season ticket holders? And I'm sure there's plenty of people that'll fill those seats because, you know, people's priorities are what they are, and if they can get into a game because the Bills are good this year, then that's probably what they'll do, even at the expense of, in my opinion, jeopardizing their health. You know, whatever. But it makes me feel like the Pegulas are condoning that. And
I think, Terry, I think it comes to this. It's a perfect situation for the county because they're in stadium negotiations, and pretty much the county can do what they please because, you know, when you're in negotiations, you don't want to lose that upper hand. And I feel that probably played into this as well. And that's why it happened after the home opener, not before it.
I don't think Buffalo has the upper hand when it comes to negotiations as to whether or not for the Bills to stay in Buffalo. Don't get me wrong. I'm a lifelong Bills fan. I don't want to see the Bills go anywhere. But at the end of the day, you generate a Super Bowl winning football team. They don't need Buffalo. Buffalo needs them. That's all I'm saying. You know, they have the upper hand. But more important than any of that is I called up because I remember a time where Joe Beamer with David Bellavia asked the audience for tips on finding love.
I remember that show very well.
And I think I contributed a little something. I don't know if it ever helped out in your endeavors or trials.
Terry, I remember that call, and I remember I was doing traffic. I was in for Alan Harris, and after traffic was done, I did the last hour with Bellavia.
So, yeah, I remember I was in my backyard pacing around. We were all joking about it, and, you know, I think that at the end of the day, it was just be honest, be yourself, and if you can make your laugh, man, it's all good after that. So, in regard to your vows, that's all I wanted to say. I didn't sit down and write any for you or anything, but I came up with a little something that I thought may help you out. And it's, again, all based off honesty because that's what marriage is. It's one big, you know, relationship of trust and faith before God. You know what I mean? So maybe your vows go a little something like this. Like, look, babe, I'm never going to be perfect, but neither are you. So as long as we don't tap out at the first sign of trouble or distress, we keep our faith and our love based in the foundation of the Lord and love one another till death do us part through sickness and in health, we going to be all right. And then give her like a fist bump. All good.
That's, you know, I need you and Neil to outline my vows for me. That would be great.
That's not bad. I think that would be just straight up gangster. You know what I mean? You're like, we got this. You know what I mean? Do like a secret handshake.
I like that. We'll have to work on the secret handshake. We only have 5 days. But I like that, Terry. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your advice so many years ago. And I'm glad you remember that show before they trusted me alone with the mic.
I've been rooting for you, buddy, all these years. I wanted to see nothing but you be happy and move on with your life and be the successful man that you've been destined to be since you were playing with your little tape deck and pretending you were doing what you do right now.
I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you so much, man. That's Terry in Texas opening a line for you. I always look forward to these 4 hours with you when Tom takes a day off, but I cannot wait to be outside in this. I mean, it is just absolutely beautiful. I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I can't wait for this, but I also can't wait for Friday when it's 54 outside Friday night. I'm excited for that as well. That's a windows open night. That is a hear the calm of the outdoors. You know, I've never been one for hunting or for camping. You know, I've never been one to appreciate the outdoors for more than, you know, spending the day on the water or, you know, just being outside for a sporting event. But I can understand those days that, those nights you can sleep with the windows open. I can understand just wanting to be in the middle of nature, right? Having the deafening silence of nature around you. I can understand that. Still don't know if I'll ever be able to camp because I am, I'm really afraid of wildlife, as ridiculous as that is. Last summer, we went to Lake Placid, and we were going to start hiking a trail. And, you know, the smallest snake jumped across the trail or slithered across the trail, and we right back in the car and went to the bar. So maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I have to get past that fear first. But I can understand at night wanting to just be there surrounded by nature and that deafening silence that nature brings you when you're going to sleep at night. 803-0930, that is the number. Eric's on a cell phone. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. What do you got for us?
So this is not about giving up season tickets or knowing someone. So this September 30th, my grandfather is going to be 100 years old, and my cousin was able to get him honored at the Bills game coming up this Sunday, the Washington game. And I'm torn between going to get the shot, which I really don't want to do, or missing out on this great time because they're going to honor him between the third and the fourth quarter. He's a veteran. He's turning 100. And I don't know who I'm mad at. I'm mad at Erie County. Mad at myself. Should I just get it? Going against what I want to do. I don't really want to do it, but I don't want to miss out on this great time. And it's just...
Eric, let me ask you this, because that is an awesome honor for him, and I'm sure he's going to enjoy it. But what are your main concerns for not getting vaccinated?
Well, I mean, I'm healthy, 46-year-old, you know. I just understand that the shot is experimental. It's for people with underlying conditions. If I were to catch it, not saying I would get deathly ill, but I would probably fight it off like the flu, you know.
Let me ask you this. Have you gone to a doctor and asked your personal care doctor's, you know, position on this or for any information? Or do you have any concerns that you'd want a doctor to answer?
No, like concerns about the shot itself.
Yeah, you know, concerns about the effects, you know, what could happen. I mean, are there questions that if I could get a doctor on here, would there be questions you'd want to ask that would either make you feel more comfortable in the decision you've made or more comfortable in going the other way so you could see this on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I guess out of side effects, I'm trying to find the Johnson & Johnson in my area. I live in the southern tier, and I can't seem to find the one shot. It all seems to be the two shot.
Eric, if you can do a favor, and I promise I'll do this for you tomorrow. If you can go to the Contact Us page at WBEN.com, click on my name, and list off some of the concerns you have, I will get a doctor on here tomorrow to answer those questions for you. Because I'm not going to tell you what to do, and I don't think anyone should. It's obviously your decision. But if I could get a doctor just to give you some more information to factor in before you make a decision about Sunday.
That'd be great.
Eric, I appreciate it, and we'll do that tomorrow. That is Eric on a cell phone. Here, I'm here to help. As a texter told me, and as I try to tell you guys, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll urge you to do something. But if I can get someone to get you some information to make you feel better about a decision you're making, and that decision could either be continuing to not have the vaccine or to see this great honor, 100 years old, a hero for this country, to make you feel better about doing that so you can go do that, I'd love to be able to help. So if Eric gets that email in, I will get a doctor on here tomorrow to kick off the show. 803-0930 is the number. Yes, guys, I'm sorry. The next 5 hours, the hour coming up and the 4 hours tomorrow, it's probably going to be mostly me talking about the upcoming wedding and asking for your advice. We'll keep this thing about Highmark Stadium. We'll keep talking about the Bills this hour, but I am going to open that up starting next hour and for the next show because I have to be honest with you. My head's more on what's happening later this week, but I am so happy to be here with you on WBEN.